This is an audio summary for your IP 8999 course. The reading is Compelling Directive, Chapter 3 of Recreate the Organization You Really Want by John R. Latham, published in 2016. The Compelling Directive is Latham's term for the combined mission, vision, and values that bridge stakeholder needs and organizational strategy, and this chapter explains what makes such a directive genuinely useful rather than wall decoration. Here is the summary. The chapter opens with the question, where do we want to go and why? A compelling directive is the bridge between the needs of the stakeholders, which were the subject of the previous chapter, and the strategy developed to fulfill those needs. It matters for every organization, but it is especially important when embarking on a transformation. Latham borrowed the term from the chief executive of a Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award recipient, who used it to combine mission, vision, and values into a single touchstone for guiding the organization. Compelling directives vary widely in shape and content, but the two most common components are mission and vision, and they are distinct in purpose, style, criteria, and components. The mission focuses on today, who the organization serves, what it does for them, the critical processes involved, and the level of performance it is dedicated to delivering. The vision focuses on the future. It is timeless. It empowers people by providing clear decision-making criteria, and a comprehensive version describes the ultimate products and services, the culture including values, and the individuals in the organization. Latham then takes on the cynic's question, do mission and vision statements really matter? Many organizations write them, hang them at headquarters, and never use them, in which case they are worse than a waste of time, because they breed cynicism in the workforce. Some researchers have noted that both high-performing and low-performing organizations have such statements and concluded they are irrelevant. Latham identifies two flaws in that conclusion. First, the mere existence of a statement, regardless of its quality and whether it is actually used, says nothing about its value. Second, studying only the differences between high and low performers can miss elements that are common to both yet essential to any performance at all. His analogy, both high-performing and low-performing humans breathe oxygen and pump it through their blood. If they did not, there would be no performance whatsoever. Other research supports the value of explicit direction. Mark Lipton, initially a skeptic, found that a clearly articulated vision, fully implemented across an organization, makes a profoundly positive difference. Studies of Baldrige Award recipients, including Latham's own research, similarly support the conclusion that mission and vision matter. At minimum, making them explicit is a useful intermediate step between understanding stakeholders and developing strategy, and a tool for consistent communication. The first element is mission and purpose, which answers the question, why are we here? One chief executive in Latham's research put it this way, people need a powerful purpose, and the leader has to communicate that power. You have to give people a reason for being, and that is number one. The generic answer for sustainable excellence is to create value for multiple stakeholders, but each organization must develop its own specific answer. Latham's working definition is that a mission statement identifies the organization's customers and critical processes, often with a qualifier describing the level of performance the organization is dedicated to delivering. For existing organizations, the mission already exists, so you can identify stakeholders and their needs before revisiting it. For new organizations, a draft mission may come first, and stakeholders are identified from it. Either way, the process is iterative, and while mission and vision are relatively stable compared with other elements of strategy, they should be reviewed periodically and updated as needed. What about the difference between mission and purpose? Latham is refreshingly practical. There is no single agreed definition, and for many organizations, the words are interchangeable. Some organizations distinguish mission, meaning what they do, from purpose, meaning why they do it. A small family-owned business might have the purpose of providing a long-term economic engine for the family and future generations, while its mission is to design, manufacture, and distribute farm equipment. The bottom line is that the labels do not matter. What matters is that, between them, mission and purpose identify three things. First, what the organization does today. Second, who it does it for. And third, why it does it. Together, these express the benefit, the organization provides to its key stakeholders. The second element is vision. What is leadership's ambition for the organization, and what do leaders want it to become? Successful people often picture themselves achieving their goals, and that vivid mental image keeps them flexible but on track as the journey unfolds. This is even more important when many people travel together. As one chief executive said, you cannot take people to a place they cannot see. An organizational vision is a picture of the perfect organization, and a comprehensive vision has three components addressing the needs of multiple stakeholders. The first component is products and services, the value the organization will create for its customers or primary beneficiaries, and how good it wants to be at the mission. A vision of being the low-cost provider produces a very different strategy than a vision of being the highest quality provider. A useful exercise here is identifying core competencies, which Prahalad and Hemal define as the areas of greatest expertise that provide a competitive advantage and are difficult for competitors to imitate. Honda makes many kinds of vehicles, but its core competency is the design and manufacture of great engines. Core competencies connect the product and service vision to the more specific goals and objectives of strategy. The second component is culture, because the creation and delivery of products and services depends on a supporting culture, and culture is the glue holding LATHM's four cornerstones of stakeholders, strategy, systems, and scorecard together. The task is to align the culture with the vision and mission, starting with the most important values. Principles such as integrity, quality, customer focus, teamwork, developing people, accountability, and innovation. Values cannot be seen or measured directly. We infer them from what people do and the decisions they make, so choose them wisely. LATHM adds a warning. So-called strong cultures can become unbalanced and arrogant. When a strong culture succeeds, it can reinforce a narrow-minded view that impedes learning and innovation. A recipe for decline as the world changes, and even a strong team culture can produce side effects when the individual is lost in the process. The third component is the individual, because ultimately it is individual behavior that creates both the culture and the products and services. The task is to envision an organization where people reach their full potential and contribute those abilities in a win-win arrangement. This is not about playroom amenities or volleyball courts. Humans thrive when they are challenged, have a compelling purpose, and possess the tools to meet that challenge. The compelling directive then aligns and integrates with the other eight components of the leadership system. Stakeholder segments inform the directive, and the mission identifies which customers the organization serves. The directive informs strategy, which translates it into specific goals addressing both the mission of today and the vision of tomorrow. It enables and empowers the workforce by providing decision-making criteria for situations no policy manual covers, and motivates people toward a purpose larger than themselves. It guides system redesign decisions, shapes the comprehensive scorecard's measures of mission performance and progress toward the vision, serves as a touchstone in performance reviews, defines the behaviors to reinforce and reward, and frames learning and improvement. As organization architect, the senior leader typically develops the compelling directive, but leaders at every level are responsible for communicating it and connecting members to it. Development is enhanced by collaboration with multiple stakeholders, and successful change leaders are persistent in communicating and reinforcing the vision. The mission and vision are seldom static. Leaders regularly reflect on and revise them so they keep giving people meaning and passion. LATHM closes by noting that a compelling vision combined with honest understanding of current reality creates the tension and energy for change, supports an empowered workforce, and, perhaps most importantly, helps leaders say no to initiatives that are not essential to the mission and vision. For your organizational assessment work, this chapter suggests testing not whether a mission and vision exist, but whether they are actually used. Do they shape decisions, filter priorities, and connect stakeholder needs to strategy, or are they just words on a wall? That is the end of the summary.